Chapter 66. In between preparations for the assault on the pole, I sat down with my new private secretary, Ed Lane Fox, whom we all called Elf. November 2013. A one-time captain in the Household Cavalry, Elf was trim, smart, sleek. He often reminded people of Willie, but that was down to his hairline more than his personality. He reminded me less of my older brother than of a racing dog. Like a greyhound, he wouldn't ever stop. He'd chase that rabbit to the end of time. In other words, he was wholly dedicated to the cause, whatever it might be, at any given moment. His greatest gift, though, might have been his knack for seeing to the heart of things, for sizing up and simplifying situations and problems, which made him the perfect man to help enact this ambitious idea of an international warrior games. Now that some of the money was in hand, Elf advised next order of business was finding someone with the uncommon organisational skills, the social and political connections, to take on a job this size. He knew of just the man, Sir Keith Mills. "Of course," I said. Sir Keith had organised the 2012 Olympics in London, which had been such a smash. Indeed, who else could there be? "Let's invite Sir Keith to Kensington Palace for a cup of tea,"